This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hey guys, I'm Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beard, and I am with my gorge friend Richie Swan.
Hello.
And we are a girl and a gay in the gym. If you want to get in touch with us, if you've got any questions or just want to say hey, drop us a message on Instagram or Twitter at Girl Gay Gym. And if you're listening on Apple Music, will you please give us a 5-star rating and a little review so that we both get to number one again in the charts. I say again because in our heads 40. We are always number one. No, we just really want a number one. So if you could give us a rating and review, that would be unreal. Thank you.
Okay, so before we start, our producer Gemma is she's the presenter, isn't she, on Rock FM Breakfast Show. And she took a little inspiration from our podcast and had a guess the noise. So we're going to play it now. Have a guess what this is. Yeah, that's better.
Let's just do that one more time for the people in the back.
One more time. Yeah, that's better.
That is so wrong.
So if you are listening to this week's podcast and you think, I know exactly what that noise is, I've heard Richie do that before.
We're going to tell you in the next week's episode what it is. You're going to have to wait a week. So this week, we're going to do an episode, aren't we, babe, on how long is it going to be till I see results?
We're knackered.
It's the question on everyone's lips, isn't it?
I've been on this diet forever. Christmas is long gone. Why?
How much of this torture
exactly
do we have to endure before we see anything?
Why don't I look like a Victoria's Secret model today?
Well, whatever your goal is, there's a few things that we can go through what to expect, isn't there? So I'd say if you're quite new to exercise, point one, isn't it? Like, if you're quite new to exercise, you're probably going to see results quicker than someone who's trained in the past on and off or inconsistently, isn't it? It's just because their body's brand new to it, isn't it? And it responds better because it's not done anything before. So they're going to see results quicker.
So when people say to you, like, oh, well, she's always changed. So did that person snap back after Christmas and stuff like that?
It's not necessarily the case. No. Well, it'll just mean they're more conditioned. They've probably got a better base level. But what it's saying is people who are brand new, the body's just going to be more receptive to it at the beginning.
I feel like with that though as well, when you first, like, I remember when I first went on my proper, like, really started dieting and started going to the gym, when I really actually got into it and wasn't just, like, arsing around, I saw so much of a change in that first 2-3 months.
Yeah.
More so than I've probably ever seen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when I first had the baby, I was kind of expecting my body, like, 6 weeks later to be normal again. And I remember, like, getting upset to you saying, like, well, it's not working, and getting all sassy and kicking off and getting annoyed because I felt like I was trying so hard and I'd never tried that hard. But then it did happen. It just takes that little bit longer, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? So patience, especially if you've been doing it for a while.
Well, wait, you wanted results overnight. You were literally like, it's Friday, I seen you on Monday, why aren't I in my pre-pregnancy now? And I'm like, babe, it's been 5 days.
You're almost making out like I'm demanding.
Just a crank. But I'd say, so someone who's training 3 to 5 times a week, you're probably looking, isn't it, 6 to 10 weeks before you start seeing proper results.
It's mad, isn't it? Because, like, you know, when you think back to, like, say 10, 15 years ago when we all used to, like, read magazines and stuff like that, because it would always promote saying, do this diet for 2 weeks. And, like, I remember the Special K one, and that was always, like, 2 or 4 weeks. And, like, everything was like, you'll see this in a month, you'll feel like this, you'll lose a stone in 2 weeks. And we've been kind of conditioned that, like, that you should expect to see those things, and it's just not how it is.
No, is it hell? Well, Joe, what you have, like, it's called the timeline, isn't it? So your first month is all about feel. It's just about the feeling exercise gives you. So the self of, what's it called? Sense of achievement.
Oh, okay.
So you have a sense of achievement, you're getting better quality sleep, you're feeling good about yourself, and then the seeing the results doesn't come in for a good 6 weeks, like we've just said. So
the first, like, month or so when you are really, really motivated, it's kind of the second month where you'd start to, like, slow down, or maybe you're more likely to fall off track. What I'd say to you is, you're now at that peak time. It's like almost not make or break, but you know, the time where everyone else is kind of like starting to forget the motivation, the determination that they had 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Remember exactly why you started this journey, why you wanted to do it, what you wanted to achieve, and how shit that you felt when you weren't doing it. Think about how you feel more than how you look, and eventually you'll start to see the change. Yeah.
And it's like what you just said, it's like that expectation versus reality. You expect to have results straight away, but the reality is you've got to work for it. If you do them stupid diets for 2 weeks and you're dehydrated and you've not lost fat, you've just lost loads of water and you're doing yourself damage, isn't
it? It's not sustainable. So just be patient. I know, like, this is coming from me and I'm the least patient person in the entire world, but be patient and just don't stop. When you think you're starting to lose motivation, maybe change something up that will motivate you again. If you haven't got a trainer previously, maybe now's the time to think about going to a trainer, or even going to speak to someone, or changing it up with a different class or something like that, something that's going to bring that spark back.
Well, that brings into tracking, isn't it? That's so you can always see how your results, because it's not necessarily a physical result. It could be other things, couldn't it? So photos is a good way to see. So you might have changed, you're just not aware of it. Because how many people have you took a photo of in the beginning of the journey? And you see them that often, you don't realise the actual change when you get to the 12 weeks or whatever it is. You do a photo and you go, bloody hell, look at that, isn't it?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. And I think sometimes, especially if your weight doesn't particularly change, or your weight's quite low anyway, it can be dead, like, annoying and frustrating if you think, I'm trying dead hard here and I'm not seeing no change. Be patient and wait for your pictures if you're one of those
pictures
people.
And you'll be like, I've seen it loads where they go, bloody hell, I just didn't realise it was that much of a difference.
Because your actual body composition's changing as well. Yeah. So you're building so much more muscle as well as losing fat. Yeah. Now, that's not to say that those are equal. So if you're dieting for fat loss, you want to make sure you're eating enough protein to sustain your muscle and to build muscle. But also, you know, if your weight's staying the same every single week, right, and you're saying to yourself, well, I know that I want to lose this much body fat and blah, blah, blah. If it's not coming down, let's be honest, are you actually eating in that deficit? And it's being self-aware, isn't it? Yeah, because sometimes you can turn around and say, oh, well, I know that I'm trying hard and I know that I'm training and this, that and the other. Like, let's cut the bullshit. If your body fat's not dropping and your weight, you are overweight, or you want your weight to come down, are you actually eating in that deficit consistently?
And it's like people who, so if we take it away from like how you look again, so someone who's going for a run, who's just running around Sefton Park, say, or a park, wherever you live, and you don't know whether you're seeing results because you're not, so start timing it. You know how fast it took you to do one lap. And then that's a good way, isn't it, and seeing if that's improving. Also, that'll do on that.
That'll do.
Also, I don't want to talk about anything else. Let's move on. What did you have for tea last night?
Smoked salmon.
I hate fish. Do you know what? No talk about food, right? You texted me before. So I've got this new Apple Watch and I made up with it. And Harriet messaged me and she went, I'm going to go to 109, which is a restaurant by ours, and I'm going to get a superfood bowl to take out. So I, do you want one? So I messaged her. I was like, no thanks, blah, blah, blah. And then I put, what time are you coming to mine? But because I'm saying it through my voice, saying it, you can't put, like, you have to say X for a kiss. So I put, what time are you coming to mine for? And then I put, X. Put a picture. I went, what time are you coming to mine for sex?
No!
I went, no! No! It actually done that. I was like, delete. I was like, oh, Apple, you've got a bit of work to do, yeah. So in terms of challenging yourself as well, there's different ways you can do that, isn't there? So your volume of exercise is going to make a difference,
Your volume of exercise is going to make a difference.
On how quick you'll see results, yeah. That's it, babe.
So by volume, are we talking about how many times a week? Are we talking about how long?
Exactly, it could be all that, isn't it? So,
and also, you know, sometimes It can be as well, though, quality over quantity. If you're going to the gym every single day and you're going and not really, like, you're not really pushing yourself, you're kind of just floating around the gym, you're not, you might do 10 minutes on a cross trainer, you might arse around a little bit and walk over to a kettlebell and you're not quite sure, the best plan of action for you would be to plan your training. You don't need to necessarily pay a trainer to make you a program. There are millions of them online.
Yeah.
Just Google a fat loss weight program or fat loss programs, training programs for the gym, and just take one in with you and make sure for every second that you are there that you are pushing yourself in a way that you know that your body's coming out of that comfort zone. If you're sat in your comfort zone 7 days a week and then you... But compared to someone who's going 3 days a week and absolutely killing it, they're going to see better results.
And that's it. So, like, just say someone was doing and they were pushing themselves twice a week. If they could go an extra once a week, that's an extra 52 workouts a year. Twice a week.
I love the way you do this, Matt, you know?
Yeah, so twice a week, 104 workouts. So, obviously, you're going to get more results quicker if you can get into the gym more often or to be more active.
Even if it's just like a little something, like, you know, where it's usually like drive to the chippy, you know, walk
to the chippy, isn't it? When you get a sausage dinner, just ask for one sausage instead of two.
Share the chips. Messing.
Do not share the chips. Maybe the mushy peas, not the chips.
Do you get mushy peas in the
No, they make me sick.
You know, Ollie, do you know what he always gets from the chippy?
Go on.
Battered sausage.
Oh, no. He is a wool though, isn't he? Yeah. Ollie's he's from your clients, isn't he? Can repeat it.
He doesn't get Chinese food in a chippy. He's like, no, that's a Chinese, not a chippy.
Do you know what? We were talking about this the other day. So we went to Connor's mates in Southport and she's from Sheffield, Imogen. And she went, a curry is Indian. And Connor's like, well, in Liverpool, a curry is Chinese.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's not. And they were having a big argument over it. But I think because we're one of the only cities we don't have a big Indian restaurant. Like,
no.
Do you know what I mean? Where Manchester has a really big Indian community and like all the restaurants and that, isn't it?
Oh yeah, what's it called? The Curry Mile?
Yeah, where we don't, we have Chinatown and that's it really, isn't it? And with the odd Indian restaurant. So in Liverpool, we've never said a curry for Indian. We'd say we're going for an Indian. Or if they go, do you want curry? It's usually just chippy curry.
Yeah. I know you have tuned in to listen to exercise. but for all your local fast food restaurants, just DM us at Gail Gay Gym, Twitter and Instagram.
What if someone plateaus from the results? So they've got to that point 6-10 weeks and they started to see something and now it's slowed down.
Sometimes I think when you plateau, it's because as well you've not re-looked at your calories again. If your weight has come down... Have you adjusted your calories? So say you've lost, I don't know, your first 6 weeks, say you've lost 5 pounds or something. Like, you then need to go back onto your calorie calculator because your body is now smaller. It actually needs fewer calories for your, like, basal metabolic rate. So your calories you need to stay alive.
So if you've lost 9 stone, you're still eating the same as you were to lose.
Yeah, exactly. So you might not actually now be in as much of a deficit or a deficit at all as what you were. So... just make sure that you're going back onto your calorie calculator and working that back out. So talking about that and talking about adjusting your calories, Rich, how often do you think we need to go back on our calorie calculator and have a little nose, depending on when we've been losing weight?
I was going to say, well, it all depends on how much weight you've lost, doesn't it? But I'd say every, half a stone, maybe have a little reach. It's going to do you no harm just to have a recheck. But I think for £5... We were doing this the other day with a client and it was only like 40 calories difference. But if you've lost 4 stone, then that's going to be a hell of a lot. So you've got to make sure that you do keep on top of that.
Yeah, so every £5 to £7-ish.
Yeah, have like, a little check.
Have a little nosy.
Also, if you do plateau, you can change things how you're working out in the gym, isn't it? So less rest. That's gonna challenge you more, isn't it?
Increase the weight.
There we go, rest time. Time under tension, so instead of lifting the weight really quick, you can slow down the tempo, isn't it?
Yeah, like, have a little look back at different training methods. So there's, like, different ways you can do things. You can do two exercises together and call it a superset. You can start making things harder by looking at different methods in the gym. it's dead easy to look online, just literally type in gym training methods or weight training methods and start looking at how you can kind of teach yourself that little bit more. Because as your confidence grows, the more you know in the gym, the more comfortable you'll feel, the more out your comfort zone you'll push yourself, the harder you push yourself, the better results you're going to get.
Yeah. But in general, so basically just to wrap it up on that bit, I'd just say it's going to take you a while. Get into it. Know that what you're doing is the right thing and you will see results if you follow the formula. Be consistent. Watch what you eat. Be in your calories. Challenge yourself while you're in the gym and get the sessions in and your results will show if you are being true to yourself and honest.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
But it was built. We've said this before.
Oh my God.
Rome was built.
One thing that I think like loads of people get, sometimes when you've been on a run with it, you feel amazing, you've started losing weight, your clothes fit better, you look in the mirror, you feel amazing. I had this a little bit just before Christmas, like I got to like a goal and then you go, oh, okay, I've done it now, so I'm going to eat shit. Especially over Christmas, like kind
do you
of like,
you get to where you want and you let
yeah,
it go.
And you know, you've not got to the long-term goal, but you've hit your first short-term one, say, I want to lose this much, or I want to feel like this, or I want to be able to get into these. Mine was to get into my pre-pregnancy jeans. I did it. And then I felt like I just really fell off the wagon. And like, I think over Christmas, loads of people do, but it is dead easy to like fall off once you feel like you've done it. What would you say for keeping people on track when they are still doing well, but making you keep on it for the long term?
Do you know what? It's down to how much you want it, isn't it? It's not a one size fits all. It's remembering the reason you started. It's that remembering how you'd feel if you went back to where you started when you've just done all that work to feel great, to not be able to balance what you've got to. Do you know what I mean? We live, you've got to have a life, you're going to have times when you're going out for your mates and some months are busier than the other, but we can all still get to the gym so many times a week.
Yeah. You know what Luke did? My husband Luke, when he was like, when I first had Lola, he was really good with his food. I think it was more to help motivate me, but he has this habit of writing things on the inside of the kitchen cupboards. So he'll like write something like on a piece of paper and stick it on the inside of the kitchen cupboard. So like for him, he's like a big cereal and bread eater. Like he loves eating cereal. So he wrote on a piece of paper and stuck it inside the kitchen and was like, you've done really well. You're not quite there. Keep going. And he's and he'd shut the door and he'd walk back out the kitchen. Yeah. And then he'd go back in when I'd sent him back in to get me crying again.
So rather than don't fuck it up, it's you've done really well.
He said, he does it with me sometimes, you know, when I'm carrying on, shocking. He calls it like a shit sandwich. So he'll go like, I don't like it when you do that. You've done this really, really well. Or like he'll say to me like, oh, haven't we had a nice day today? You got a bit pissed off then for no reason and carried on. But we've still had a nice day and like sandwiches and then. But if you do that, I swear to God, it works.
Hey, that's one way to put you off bread. Shit, buddy.
So what I'd say to you is, just eat your sandwich. You'd lose gorgeously.
Oh no, thanks, I'm full, babe.
I would say, right, this is my number one tip and it is from Luke. Put it on. Don't put it on the fridge because usually most people's fridges, you lean down to get into them. I know you've got a posh American one, but you live in a very nice area. Mine's a little normal one. And I would say either whatever you go to. So if you're like a fridge person or if you're like Luke and you go to the cereal cup and you're a cereal person, write something, make yourself a shit sandwich and stick it on the inside of your cupboard door. And
that
always start
idea.
With a positive saying, you've lost this much or you've done this much. It's amazing. This is where you want to be.
Do you know what I'd like if anyone is actually listening to us, to message in and tell us about what keeps them on track. And we can maybe mention it one day at Girl Gay Gym.
All right, so we're talking about like when you plateau or like keeping yourself motivated even if you're doing well. And we were having a little think about like, you know, what are those situations or what are the things that can keep you motivated? Like, so Richie's got a client who's just got married, haven't you?
Yeah.
And she looked, I mean, she looked amazing. She looked like a Hollywood movie star.
Because that was a group of mates training together, which obviously helps you keep motivated, wasn't it? But their goal was for Amy's wedding. So they started in, what are we in, 2020, isn't it?
Yeah.
November 2018. That's right, isn't it? My gosh, where's time gone? Right up till she was getting married New Year's Eve. And she did look like, it was Amy, she looked like a Hollywood movie star. She looked, did you see the pictures?
Yeah, she was amazing.
But, so if you've got mates, that's defo going to keep you on track, isn't it? Like a buddy up system kind of thing.
Definitely. That is one of the reasons that I've always
But these are the girls, remember we were talking about, who ends up in the Thai restaurant in the chamber.
They come into training and then you saw them all in the Thai. And
it was all for this, it was Yaz, Becky and Amy. And they all ended up in the chili banana having a Thai meal. But so they're all meant to be motivating each other to get results. I think
Did they have that time, even though Amy was getting married, did she have a time where she plateaued?
I think they all plateaued.
Everyone does, doesn't it? It's nice to admit that you
Joe, what to be fair with you, Becky only found results when she got a new man.
She must have been getting on top. Beth, let us know at Girl Gay Gym.
No, wait, I've got a story on this. So, right, she never turned up to group PT one morning. And Yaz went, Becky was on a date last night. So I done a video message and went, listen here, you best not be in bed with someone having a one-night stand and not turning up to this to PT for a fella. Well, about 3 weeks later, I went to the gym and I was training. And some fella kept looking at me and smiling. I was like, a bit weird. Then he come over and he went, I know you. And I went, how do you know me? And he went, you sent Becky a message when I was in bed with her. Well, I didn't know what to say. I went, so technically we've had a threesome.
Do you know what? One of the biggest motivators then is what you're going to look like naked.
Isn't it?
And especially if you're going on a date with someone.
I'm going to have to speak to Becky and see if she's all right us talking about this. Just to clarify, he is now a long-term boyfriend. They've been together for quite a few, well, I think quite a while, haven't they? About 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 months. Becky, how many do you want me to say?
And she looks very thin. Let me also
clear this up. She did say she'd been secretly dating him for ages and it wasn't a first date and she wanted to kill Yaz for telling me it was a first date, but it wasn't.
Are you just saying that because she went home with him?
No, she went to me, just so you know, it wasn't a one-night stand of being going out with him for ages. So I was back.
Okay, folks, so if you've got any messages for us, it can just be a nude, it can be a question, it can be anything you want. drop us a message at Girl Gay Gym on Twitter or Insta. So we've got one from Gemma. And she's asked us, so basically Gemma was dieting before Christmas, lost weight, felt gorgeous.
Yeah.
Then over Christmas, did what we all do, ate shit, drank like a fish, took it too far. She does every time, took it too far. And she felt like her clothes were tighter. She felt like she'd put weight on. But then when she stepped on the scales, they were only a pound heavier.
Yeah, but that's just, how hard is it to lose a pound? It's going to be, you haven't put it, if you're vet or that, you haven't put a pound on, or do you know what I mean? You haven't put £7 on of weight.
I think one thing
it's
is
how
like,
you feel.
Yeah, it's, what you've got to remember is, you know, there's 3,500 calories in a pound. So to put a pound on, you've overeaten by 3,500 calories. You're not going to do that in a day or in a weekend. I mean, you could, but it would be very hard work. So what I'd say is, you know, when you feel like that, or if you've had a bad weekend, or if you've fallen off track, just get back on your water, sort your sleep out. Don't go on some mad extreme, like detox and all this crap. Just literally focus on drinking and flushing your body out.
And half the time, it is down to you just eating a load, like especially after Christmas, a load of food that you generally wouldn't have to that to that volume.
Yeah.
And it's how it makes you feel rather than what the actual damage is.
Yeah, a couple of days of 3 litres of water, or 2 to 3 litres of water.
Wait there, let me just see what Becky's put. I've just messaged Becky saying, I hope you don't mind, we're talking about this. And she sent a voicemail, I don't know what she said.
A voicemail?
Richie, that's sound, mate, but don't be making me miss it sound like a stink. And also, keep my name out of it. Happy New Year.
I think we all know that we're Becky. Okay, so we've got a message from Sally and Kirby. And Sally's saying she's basically started training and she was doing squats and whatever. And she's in agony for 2 days afterwards, like to the point where she feels like she can't train. Is this right?
I mean, when you first start...
Babe, it's called legs day for a reason. Everyone dreads it. Everyone gets DOMS from it. It's called DOMS, which is delayed onset muscle soreness, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. If you're brand new to it, it is. It kind of comes with it. What I'd say is make sure that you're not pushing yourself to the point where like you can still function the next day. You know what I mean? But let's not be melodramatic.
I remember the first time I went to the gym, right? I must have been 17. And then I never went for 10 years after it. And I'd been with the trainer. And the next, if it weren't even the next day, it was the day after the next day. I couldn't straighten my arms out. I literally had to roll myself out of bed. It was like I had to do some kind of commando throw out the bed to get out. I could not straighten. I was in agony. I was like, this is not good for you. Who says this is good for you?
After I first had the baby, when I come back to training with you, the first time you did glutes with me.
Yeah.
I was in Aldi. And I had to lean forward to get, like, it was like where the fruit and veg is, like, you have to lean down. So I leant down and I had the baby, and the baby was kicking off, shocking, because she was dying for a bottle. And I was walking so slow, like, I physically couldn't speed up. And this woman was looking at me like, why is she ignoring a child? And I couldn't stand up. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The baby was only about 7 weeks old, screaming, starving. Everyone was judging me, and I just couldn't move.
You're I can't move.
No, I was doing like a sad shuffle down the alley.
So, Sally, to answer that, it's very normal, babe.
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials @GirlGayGym on Instagram and Twitter. Cheers.